It's not unusual during the holiday season for meetings to deal with a lot of procedural and housekeeping items. And last night's City Council regular meeting agenda was a case in point. The final council meeting of the year lasted barely 30 minutes. Longtime City Council member John Whitten was elected deputy mayor, which means he will fill in for the mayor when needed. The proposed amendment changing city code related to traffic tickets and vehicles will come up again before being approved. And while there wasn't a lot of action, comments and reports provided a lot of local news. For instance, City Manager Mike Twenge's report was short but filled with useful information.
The manager's office will be issuing a community permit to the Kodiak Hockey League 501c nonprofit to conduct fundraising activities at the Baranoff Park Ice Rink. The activities include light concession sales, merchandise sales, and skating clinics.
Speaking of the skating rink,
Skate with Santa will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, December 20th at the ice rink. For those without skates, a limited number of skates will be available at no cost.
Twenge also noted that on Friday, the City Fire Department would enter into an agreement with the Bayside Fire Station.
I will sign on behalf of the city the Fire and Rescue Mutual Aid Agreement between the city and the Kodiak Island Borough Fire Protection Area No. 1 Bayside Fire Station. With this agreement, each party agrees to respond to the extent it deems reasonably prudent and possible to requests for assistance from the other and to furnish firefighting and emergency rescue services. The judgment as to whether or not it is reasonably prudent and possible shall rest exclusively with the party from whom assistance is sought. There is no termination date, however, the agreement may end with a 30 days written notice.
And then there are those new speed signs on Mission Road.
The Mission Road electronic speed signs are up and reminding drivers of the 20 mile per hour speed limit. Please adhere to this speed, especially now with so much darkness and the restricted visibility.
And finally,
and lastly, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
That was City Manager Mike Twenge. City offices will be closed for both Christmas and New Year's, with early closing on the day before each. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.